Time for the Elkhorn Archives on WEOL, presented by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Tim Elkhorn, as we look back at another exciting sporting event you called. Which one is it tonight?
Well, Bruce, first of all, since this is the final Elkhorn Archive, you just mentioned the sponsor, EcoTree Services. A huge thank you goes out to everybody at EcoTree Services. We appreciate the sponsorship. And, of course, these go all the way back to the football season and during the basketball campaign. And this has been so much fun. So appreciate that. And earlier, during the spring sport Elkhorn Archive, we did a look back at a Keystone State Championship in softball. So if you're going to do a Keystone State Championship, you better do an Elyria State Championship in softball. And they've had a few of those, but we decided to go back 4 years, or just shy of 4 years, June of 2017, in one of the most bizarre, crazy, wild, use whatever term you want to, games that I have ever called. The state championship game in softball, as Elyria was playing Lebanon down at Firestone Stadium in Akron. Lebanon was the number one team in the state of Ohio. They had had a great campaign, 30-3 going into the state final, ranked number one in the state. And Elyria was a young team. They had four freshmen on this softball team, and really had kind of wormed their way through the tournament. They actually trailed in the district final to Amherst 4-0. They rallied in that game to beat the Lady Comets, and then they held off a late rally against Kahana Lincoln in the state semifinal. So here's Elyria with four freshmen, including a ninth grader in the circle in Izzy St. Peter, taking on the number one team in the state in Lebanon. And it would turn out to be one of the most memorable, incredible games that I ever had the privilege and the honor of calling on WEOL. It was a beautiful sunny afternoon in Firestone Stadium, so let's get right to it. Elyria was the home team, and one of their leaders on this very young team was junior April Hauser, played third base, had a tremendous campaign for Ken Fenwick's club, batting .547 on the year, and she led off the bottom of the first for Elyria and came through in a big way. Another great day here in Akron, sun shining brightly. Alexis Struther in the circle for Lebanon. The count has run full on Hauser. The pitch, Hauser lines that one to center field. Hits over the head of Gennaro. Down to second goes April Hauser. How about a leadoff double? April Hauser with a two-bagger. She smoked that one. One bounce off the five guys head out on the fence. So a leadoff double for April Hauser. Yeah, she was fun to watch. How about that double? How about somebody get the play-by-play guy a throat lozenge,
yeah, okay,
Bruce?
Okay, explain to me what's going on here. I know we've had bad connections occasionally, and it might be a connection for that, but what was happening with you?
Well, what happened there was I was incredibly honored to be asked by the OHSAA to call some softball games for the OHSAA radio network. So I've lost count. I think this was my fourth game in 2 days, and the previous game that Saturday, the morning game I had done for the OHSAA radio network, was a fantastic game. May have even gone extra innings, so I didn't have much of a voice left. There's no phone line issue as far as my voice was concerned, and so I was struggling, but we'll make it through. And but it was a great way for Elyria to start the ball game. April Hauser with that leadoff double. She would go to third on a fielder's choice, and then April would scamper home on a wild pitch by Lebanon. So in the bottom of the first inning, Elyria jumps out to the 1-0 lead. So we go to the top of the second inning, and like any good team will do, no matter what the sport, Lebanon would answer Elyria's run with one of their own. As in that second inning for Lebanon, they would threaten early, as after one was out, it would be Alex Gibson that would have a single. She was then sacrificed down to second base, and up would step Grace Gressley for Lebanon, the number seven hitter in their lineup, only a sophomore, but Grace Gressley would come up with a huge RBI double. 2-1 the count on right-handed hitter Grace Gressley, sophomore. Number 7 hitter in this Lebanon lineup. She slams that one to left, but Ferris reaches up, can't make the catch. Rounding third is Gibson. She's being waved in. She will score. It's an RBI double by Grace Gressley, and this game is tied at 1. So with the game tied at 1-1, we would head to the bottom of the fourth inning. And for Elyria, leading off the bottom of the fourth, their number 6 hitter was De'Ara Hammonds. And Hammonds would actually be hit by a pitch. Alexis Struther rocks, throws, and Hammonds got hit by the pitch. Boy, De'Ara Hammonds with a little bit of a limp as she heads down to first. And De'Ara Hammonds is the second Elyria batter that's been hit by a pitch. Rosado was hit back in the first.
So Hammonds on first with nobody out in the fourth in a 1-1 ball game. De'Ara was then sacrificed down to second by Cassie Miller. De'Ara would advance to third on a wild pitch. So with Hammonds at third, she had an opportunity to score on yet another wild pitch.
Here's the pitch down low, and the count is now 2-2. Again, that pressure on Molly Osborne a little bit behind the plate for Lebanon, realizing she can't let one get by her. Not with Hammonds over at third. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. The pitch. And it bounces away from Osborne. Here comes Hammond to score. The go-ahead run. For the second time today, Elyria scores on a wild pitch. And the Lady Pioneers lead it 2-1.
And you could just feel the tension building at Firestone Stadium in Akron. And, of course, for Elyria, you heard it on that highlight right there. They had unbelievable crowd support. I remember just looking out and seeing this sea of red as everybody was there to support this young Lady Pioneer softball team. It was just a fun afternoon. So we head to the fifth inning. Elyria High clinging to the 2-1 lead. And Lebanon would respond, as with one out, after Lebanon was able to load the bases, up stepped Madison Hartman, their cleanup hitter.
The Elyria infield has come in somewhat. They'll come home on a throw. Here's the 1-0 pitch, just a bit outside, 2-0. Two and oh, the count on Hartman. Allen at third, DeGennaro at second, Struther at first. Actually, they're running for Struther. I'll check on that. There's a bouncing ball up the middle in the center field for a base hit. One run scores. Now the throw to the plate. And out at the plate. Now they throw to third. Now to third. Unbelievable. The game is tied, but a double play. 8-2-5 on the Twin Killing. Macy Taylor again with an incredible defensive play. And then the freshman catcher, Godbold, throws a P down to third. We are tied at 2.
Just an unbelievable play for Elyria. So, yes, Lebanon had tied the game at 2, but Elyria really salvaged it with that double play that would close out the inning. So now we go to the 7th in a 2-2 game in the state championship down at Firestone Stadium in Akron. In the top of the 7th for Lebanon, after one out, there was a walk to the number 9 hitter in the lineup, Kat Frank, sophomore right fielder. She walks with one out in the 9th. That brought up leadoff hitter Chloe Allen. Chloe Allen would then sacrifice bunt Kat Frank down to second. So with Frank at second, 2 down, top of the 7th in a 2-2 ball game. That brought up the number 2 hitter, junior center fielder Madison DeGennaro. And DeGennaro would come through with an RBI single, a 2-out RBI single. That scored Kat Frank from second, and Lebanon had regained the lead, a 3-2 lead. And with DeGennaro down at second base as she went to second on the throw home. Lebanon had an opportunity to add an insurance run, but Strother would pop out to end the inning for Lebanon. So Lebanon had a 3-2 lead as we go to the bottom of the seventh. And then one of the craziest half innings of softball that I think I've ever seen. And really, if you ask anybody at Firestone Stadium, perhaps one of the most bizarre endings to a state championship game they have ever seen. Kiara Williams, junior right fielder, would lead off Elyria in the bottom of the seventh. She would bounce out to third. So with one out, up stepped April Hauser, and Hauser delivered her third hit of the ball game as she would single sharply. So Hauser on first with one out. April Hauser just came up huge throughout the tournament for Elyria High. That brought on Macy Taylor, and Macy Taylor would draw a walk. So now with runners at first and second and one out, that brought on freshman Riley Zaina. Zaina was a tremendous ninth grade player for Ken Fenwick's team. She hit 605 that year. Zaina would rip one to left, but an incredible sliding catch by Chloe Allen would rob Riley Zaina of a hit and probably an RBI. And so Elyria was down to their final out. Two outs, runners at first and second, Elyria down 3-2, and in would step cleanup hitter Madison Cruzado, senior shortstop, and Madison Cruzado would then bounce one to short, and absolute chaos would follow. But what also follow would be an Elyria state championship. Here it is.
Taylor Lewis rocks and throws. Cruzado bounces it to short. Bobble there. They go to the bag. Safe. And now trying to score Hauser. She dives. Hauser scores. The game is tied. And now knocked down in third is the runner. They're going to come home. Out at the plate. But we're going to have interference. We're going to have interference at third. We're going to have interference. This game is still going on. Oh, was she awarded, huh? Now, wait a minute. Where does she go back to third? Elyria's celebrating. Elyria's celebrating. They think they won the state championship. The umpires are huddling. An unbelievable sequence here. Did Elyria just win it? Yes, they did. They win it. The Lady Pioneers are state champs. Unbelievable!
Yeah, it was. It's something that I'll have in my memory forever, as Elyria Lady Pioneer fans will, and I'm sure Lebanon fans as well. That crazy ending. Again, Cruzado would bounce it to short. West, the shortstop for Lebanon, would go to second as she tried to get the lead or get Macy Taylor on the force at second to end the ball game. But she overshot Madison Hartman a little bit. That allowed Hauser to come around and score. Macy Taylor then got up, raced to third, and never stopped. And as she came around third, a collision between Macy Taylor and the third baseman Alex Gibson. And as I said, the umpires huddled. And I was saying interference, the technical term or the technical call is obstruction, and they ruled that Alex Gibson indeed obstructed Macy Taylor. Taylor had rounded third, so at that point the ruling is an obstruction call. The runner is awarded the next base. That's home plate. That's the winning run. And that's a state championship for Elyria High in one of the most bizarre endings that I have ever witnessed. Bruce, it was just incredible. And I don't remember the post-game show. I don't remember if I had a voice for the post-game show. I know it was crackling there on that final call, but one of the most exciting endings that I've ever been a part of.
It's kind of like how you'd like to write a state championship, as long as you're on the winning end of something like that, for sure.
Yeah, it was just incredible. And again, it's a moment, you know, obviously all those girls will remember, and anybody that was there that will certainly recall it fondly, and you'll never forget.
Absolutely. June 3rd of 2017, It was Lebanon and Elyria in the state championship for softball. Today's Alcorn Archive brought to you by EcoTree Services. EcoTree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at EcoTreeServices.com. For Tim Alcorn, I'm Bruce Van Dyke on WEOL.